From WFAE News, this is IPO Charlotte. I'm Mark Rumsey. The Charlotte region's ever-growing population is stretching its infrastructure system to the limits. More people means more cars, and more cars mean more congestion. And with congestion comes the search for solutions. We begin the next set of reports on IPO Charlotte with a look at how the road system is faring. WFAE's Simone Orendine has this report.
During the peak driving times in the morning and afternoon, hundreds of thousands of cars are on the region's most congested intersections. Traffic slows to a crawl at the major merges of Interstates 85 and 77, and even on the multi-laned outer loop, I-485. On the main arterial roads, drivers wait several light cycles before getting through intersections. W.T. Harris Boulevard at North Tryon Street is on planners' lists of most congested intersections. A driver on the way to work was waiting to turn left one block north of this congested intersection located in University City.
I don't know why it's so busy. I'm new here, so I don't know why traffic is bad, but I just adjust.
The Charlotte Department of Transportation's Deputy Director Danny Pleasant says congestion comes with the influx of recent arrivals.
Unfortunately, those people that move here aren't bringing their roads with them.
As a result, planners are playing catch-up. There are long delays in road projects such as expanding main thoroughfares like Independence Boulevard, building the northern stretch of I-485, and the planned Monroe Bypass designed to relieve traffic from Union County to Mecklenburg County. Danny Pleasant faults North Carolina's transportation funding system, which he says is based mostly on the gas tax and does not offer an allotment for congestion.
So the equity formula that we get in this area really is not enough to accomplish, say, a widening of Independence Boulevard for loop-type projects like I-485.
The state's most recent long-range transportation plan shows a need of $84 billion for construction, improvements, and maintenance. Right now, North Carolina has $55 billion for this. The report says there's a limited ability to address the most pressing needs. In the region, that would be relieving congestion, according to UNC Charlotte transportation researcher Doug Hartken.
The fundamental problem is that the funding formula in North Carolina doesn't consider needed solutions for major cities. We can't change the funding formula overnight, but there are many ways to deal with individual problems.
The city and the metropolitan planning organizations of surrounding counties have plans in place to manage additional traffic. But getting funding for those plans adds years and even decades to their completion as construction costs go up. What's being done right now to alleviate congestion on Charlotte's roads mostly happens across the street from the government center.
I believe it's been over here for probably 30 years or more in some modified versions.
That's Chief Traffic Engineer Liz Babson entering the City of Charlotte's Traffic Control Center. In the dark vault, she points to one side where Charlotte-Mecklenburg police keep an eye out for accidents at six screens. On the other side, there are Traffic Control's 12 large video monitors. Some are split, giving four views of various intersections. A computer screen shows the uptown grid system with green, yellow, and red arrows flashing across the grid.
There's a lot of factors that go into how we make those decisions as to when that signal is going to turn red, yellow, and green. We are counting cars that go through that intersection, and we do 12-hour counts every couple years on average.
The Traffic Control Center determines how long vehicles can pass through intersections. This is done mostly with electronic detectors embedded into the road and video detectors affixed to signals. Babson says the center monitors more than 670 signals 24 hours a day. The Traffic Control Systems Coordinator, Art Stegall, says it's a balancing act.
We try our best to give the majority of the vehicles green time. Part of the thing that we run into, we have people on the side street that get upset, but you have to look at it proportionately. We have to give the most green time to the most vehicles, the more bang for the buck.
If you find yourself in a highly congested intersection waiting two light cycles at a left turn lane,
it's fairly well balanced all the way around. No, we can't assure
that
happens. Everyone's waiting. And there's no good way to say that.
Again, Partkin.
We need to look at better intersection designs, particularly. Most of the congestion is not on arterials or the freeway system. It's on the street system. And most of that is left-hand turns.
Hartgen's most recent study, out last month, indicates congestion is the greatest problem hampering the region's and the state's transportation system. He says it's only going to get worse. Hartgen projects by 2030, Charlotte's congestion will double. Hartgen has numerous suggestions on how to alleviate congestion, including widening roads and creating high-occupancy toll or hot lanes. Hot lanes would be for drivers willing to pay a fee to get on a less congested lane. In May of last year, the City of Charlotte made official its so-called Transportation Action Plan. The more than $3.5 billion plan has a heavy emphasis on the connectivity of roads and using the public transit system. CDOT Deputy Director Danny Pleasant says future land use is what will affect congestion.
There comes a point in the city where you really need to add those additional choices for moving around so that you're not completely dependent on the automobile system.
Pleasant says the city can't keep building roads. He points to plans to expand the bus system and develop light rail. Hartgen says this won't work because people will not give up their cars.
The demographics have changed. People are much wealthier now. They demand more space, more mobility, more private mobility.
The city hopes more and more people will use the public transit system. Until that time, the 500 people moving here daily will take their vehicles with them and make congestion worse. For WFAE News, I'm Simone Orendine.
Many people in the region say that building a mass transit system is the way to beat congestion in Charlotte. Next week, we look at the existing piece of the mass transit puzzle, the bus system.
When I was warned about the traffic driving downtown, and when I've witnessed it for myself, I said, I couldn't do this. This would take a toll on my mental health and my physical health.
Tune in for IPO Charlotte next Thursday during Morning Edition on WFAE. You can hear previous reports and comment on our series by visiting our website, wfae.org.